There's a story in Daniel 4 where Nebuchadnezzar loses his kingdom by a decree from heaven. And we're going to read the end of that decree now in verse 17. This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. One of the key thoughts presented in the Bible is the fact that God still makes decisions about planet Earth. When the human race rebelled against its creator, God allowed them to go their own way and to do their own thing. He just wasn't going to force people to love him, because forced love isn't real love, and God is more interested in real relationships than forced slavery in the kingdom of heaven. So here we are, as human beings, charting our own course, heading from one disappointment to another and from one disaster to another. We try different philosophies, different forms of government, different economic systems, and the end result is always the same. Our world is riddled with pain and suffering and death. We can't seem to curb the self-destructive tendencies that have plagued the human race ever since we decided to strike out on our own. And apparently, we're pretty slow learners. After countless generations, we're still trying to do things our own way. And we promise each other that the next time it'll be different. The next government will solve our problems. The next generation is going to have it better. But you know, after thousands of years, it's never been true. And all the while, God is waiting on the sidelines, wondering when we're going to figure out that we really need Him. We're kind of like a kid who keeps on touching the hot stove, but hasn't quite figured out that it hurts when you do that. We forge ahead with rebellion, burning ourselves every step of the way, and all the while God is pleading with us that He's got a better way and He'd be happy to have us back. So, will God always stand by idly and watch? Absolutely not. In today's passage, found in the story of the demise of Nebuchadnezzar, we discover that once in a while, God blows the heavenly whistle and draws a line in the sand. If a group of people are intent on destroying themselves, and there's no chance left they're ever going to come around, God will often move in and set a deadline. In our passage today, we discover that He permits different forms of human government to take shape, but He never stops watching. And when it crosses a point that only God knows, He takes down old kingdoms and sets up new ones. Of course, He doesn't dictate how those kingdoms will behave. He simply watches. According to the Bible, it's God's way of dealing with the issue of sin and suffering without forcing us to do something against our will. After all, we chose to live apart from God, not the other way around. And the only way we're going to learn without being forced into a relationship with God is to figure out just how tough life is without Him. But be sure that as we go our own way, God is watching. And right now, as the world economy totters on the brink of collapse, and we haven't got a clue what to do about some of the political tensions brewing all over the planet, God has a line in the sand that only He knows. And at some point, He is going to step in. And you know, Bible prophecy suggests that we're getting very close to the final act that God will take by establishing His own kingdom at the return of His Son. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a change where God is going to give us an eternally better way to live.